feel all right tonight. All right, all right, all right. That's what I'm supposed to say, right? Dan, that's what I usually say.
That is usually how you start the show, yes.
Don't I start the show like that? Nick DiGilio here. We are live in the Allstate Studios on the 7th floor of the Trib Tower. And, yeah, I'm back. I was sick. I was in the hospital for a while. Spent a few weeks recuperating at my parents' house. But now I am back. And I can't tell you how much I missed doing this show. I can't tell you how much I missed you guys, the listeners. If you would like to call in, it's 312-981-7200. We're going to take a few calls. I am going to tell you why I was out. I'm not going to give you all the details, but I'm going to tell you, I'll give you a brief explanation as to why I was out and how I got sick and all that stuff. And again, if you want to contact us, it's 312-981-7200. Phone lines are open. You can also send texts to the same number, 312-981-7200. And you can also check us out on Twitter and at facebook.com/NickDShow, which is the best way to stay connected. Whatever we're talking about on the air, whatever we're doing is put on that page. So check it out. We have over 10,700 fans on our Facebook page. So like us and join us. 312-981-7200 for talk and text, and facebook.com/NickDShow. Like us at that. Okay, Dan Shugru, my producer. Great to see you, man.
You as well, my friend.
Great to see you in the work environment that we are. I'm looking at you through the glass.
Yes.
I'm at the microphone.
You're wearing headphones.
I'm wearing headphones, a baseball hat from my parents for my birthday. And let me tell you something. I turned 50 on July 6th, and I did it from a couch and from a bed. That's how I celebrated my 50th birthday. I turned 50, and I was just like, okay, I just got to get it, because I was still recovering. But I still had my my film club screening.
Yes, everybody was very excited that you did that.
On the 7th, we showed Monty Python's Meaning of Life. Seemed vaguely appropriate that what I was going through at that time, that I actually had it showed a movie called The Meaning of Life.
Right.
I was a little, you know, sort of weak when I was at the theater, but we got through it. It was fun. It was great. We had a nice crowd and all that. That was cool. My parents went. My dad just about fell off the chair during the gigantic fat guy vomit sequence during that movie. And so, yeah. But I've been out since, God, how is it June? I was out for a little while when the first, like, stomach ailment thing hit me. So I was out for, like, what was it, 4 or 5 days at that point?
Right.
And then, what was the date? It was a Tuesday morning, because I did the Monday morning show. And it was a Tuesday morning, and I want to say it was, like, June 23rd, maybe?
That sounds about right.
Yeah. Yes,
June 23rd.
Okay.
The morning of June 23rd.
So the morning of June 23rd. I've been out since June 23rd. That was the last. So it's been almost a month. It's been almost a month since I've been on the air. So I will briefly explain to you. Well, let's say hello to in Traffic Central to Bill Cerrone. Bill, how are you?
I'm doing well and glad to have you back.
Thank you. I'm glad to be back. I'm thrilled to be back. I can't tell you how much I miss this. But I will explain to you. What happened? In late May, I got a stomach thing. I don't know what it, I have no idea what it was. I'm not going to get into details of the symptoms, but it was just not good. The stomach was messed up, and it caused me to not eat, and I had some other stomach issues, and it wasn't good. I kind of got a little bit better, felt a little bit better, came back to work, and worked for a while. And then the stomach thing happened again. And now, those of you who listen to this show on a regular basis know that I enjoy adult beverages on a regular basis. The problem was, the main problem was that I was on an empty stomach. I wasn't eating because of the stomach thing. And yet I was continuing to imbibe. And it wasn't good. It just wasn't good. And so it was a stupid thing. It was my own fault. I should not have done what I did. I wasn't eating. I was depressed because of my ailment, my stomach thing, and I couldn't, and I had no appetite. So I was depressed, and I would get home from work in the morning, and I would have drinks, and sometimes a few too many, and this was not good. It had not a good effect on you. When you don't eat for like, and there was at one point, I didn't eat for 7 days straight. And then it sort of hit me. And I have not had a drink since June 11th, which marks, a couple of weeks before I actually went into the hospital. So June 11th is the last time I had a drink. June 11th, 2015 is the last time that I will ever have a drink. So I've marked that down on my calendar. June 11th, 2015, no more drinks. And I haven't had a drink since then, and I'm not going to have a drink ever again. So that's what happened. I was on Monday morning, the 22nd, I did a show. And for those of you who probably heard that show, Dan, you were here. You were producing. You were very concerned. I sounded terrible. And I had no business being on the air. Whatever I had done to my body, whatever the stomach ailment was, had taken its toll on me. And I had barely had any energy. I could barely walk. And it was not good. So I tried to come in. I'm one of these guys who's like, nah, I'll be fine. People were telling me. Orion was telling me, because he's like, I hear you're sick. You don't feel well. Orion was like, you need to go to a doctor. You need to go now. And I was getting calls from Steve Cochran. I was getting calls from Todd Manley. I was getting calls from everybody here who was like, you need to go to a doctor. You need to go to a hospital now. And I'm like, nah, I'll be fine. I'll be fine. And at this point, again, I had stopped drinking. So I wasn't drinking. It had nothing to do with that. Although that was what incurred, that's what did all the damage. Still wasn't eating very much at all, if at all. And so Tuesday morning, for those of you who listen on a regular basis, you know that Dan and I live not very far from each other, and Dan is kind enough to give me a ride every morning. He picks me up at midnight at my apartment. And on this particular Tuesday morning, on June 23rd, he texts me when he's out in front of my apartment. He'll text me, and he'll say, I'm in front of your apartment. Come on down. And I usually say, I'll be right out. That morning, Dan, I texted back to you, give me a few minutes. Because I couldn't put my pants on. I could barely stand up. I could barely walk. It took me a long time to get down the stairs from my apartment. When I crossed the street to get into the car, I had to balance myself on the car in order to get into the car. And at that point, when I got into the car and I closed the door, Dan looked at me and he said, I'm taking you to the hospital. That's it. I don't want to hear any crap. I'm taking you to the hospital. So he took me to the hospital. They checked me in. I was completely dehydrated. All of that stuff that comes from too much drinking was there. They found out what the stomach thing was, and it was exacerbated by me drinking. So they put me in the intermediate care unit, which is one step below intensive care. And it was crazy. Now I could barely walk. I could, I actually had to be wheeled in. I was in a wheelchair at one point. Dan was with me the whole time, and I can't explain to you. Let me just explain to you. First of all, Dan's a friend. Dan is the producer of this show, best producer in the world, and we obviously have a great rapport. But what Dan did for me that morning was incredibly important. you know, taking me to the, insisting that he take me to the hospital, to the emergency room, and all that stuff. And that was all Dan taking me there. So Dan, thank you.
Absolutely.
And he spent hours with me. He missed his shift that night. We didn't even know who was going to be on the air because he picked me up at midnight. And you know, and it's hard to find somebody to do a 2 a.m. to 5 a.m. shift and a producer at around 12:15. But they did, and the show went on. And so Dan stayed with me during all of the initial stuff, the checking in, the getting up into the room, and stayed with me the whole time. So the thank you that I have for Dan Shugaru is immeasurable. So thank you, Dan.
Thank you, Dick.
And my parents, I can't even explain to you how much my parents love you for what you did.
I love them. They are a hoot.
Yeah. So so I spent over 5 days in the hospital. They loaded me up with a bunch of stuff. They gave me a bunch of pills that I took. But when I got out of the hospital, I could barely walk. So I had to do physical therapy. I had to get myself back to walking again, which I couldn't do. And I blame nobody but myself for this. And it was stupid and irresponsible of me. I have been a drinker for a long time, and the tone of the show, if you listen on a regular basis, the tone of the show goes back to booze a lot, and my enjoyment of it. Well, I'm never drinking again. It's done. June 11th, 2015 was the last drink that I will ever have. And so that's the thing. Now, I want to assure people that I've never, and Dan, you've produced this show for a long time. I have never once been under the influence on the air. I take this job incredibly seriously. My bosses know that. I've talked to Todd. I've talked to Steve. I've talked to everybody about the situation. I take this job too seriously. I love this job too much to allow that to happen. Now, away from the microphone, I had cocktails. But when it was time to get to work, no, that's just not the case. I would never do that. So I've never, ever, ever, ever been under the influence on the air. I can promise you that. As a listener of this show, I promise you I would never do that.
And for people who are going to try to be nitpicky and technically, yes, we've had brewers on the show.
Yeah.
And Nick will sample it. But he's, you know, after that's done, he's not sitting back and continuing to drink.
Right.
He has a gulp so he can describe what's going on, and then that's it.
That's it.
If they brought in extras, yeah, we'd have it after the show, but never at the point.
Never
where,
at the point, yeah. No. So, but that's the absolute truth. Now, I want to make this statement. First of all, I blame nobody but myself for the situation, for being stubborn and not going to a doctor, for being stupid and not going to a hospital for as long as I avoided that, for having a stomach problem, an empty stomach, and continuing to go out and have drinks with my friends or drink at home. These were all my fault, and I blame nobody but myself. I am unbelievably thankful to be back. I am unbelievably grateful to the nurses and the doctors who took care of me at Swedish Covenant Hospital. That's where I stayed. They got me back. I'm back on my feet. You know, my legs are a little bit shaky because I essentially had to learn to walk again. I kind of had to, like, you know, I mean, it was that bad. But I will say this. We have a regular segment on our Friday morning show called Drunks in the News. We've been doing Drunks in the News now for many, many years. We are no longer going to be doing Drunks in the News. I'm done with that. And here's the thing, and I know that it might sound selfish. It might sound like I'm sure there are people out there going, "Oh, sure, now that something bad happened to you that involved alcohol, you're going to stop this." You know what? Yeah, that's legitimate. That's absolutely legitimate beef. It took this for me to realize that I may have over the years offended people because of that segment. Taking it too lightly. There were a lot of people who we probably read the stories about and laughed our asses off about who were in trouble, who needed help. There were people, you know, we would laugh about, oh, it's a 6 DUI. Isn't that hilarious? And we would laugh about it. And on the surface, you know, The silly stuff that people do when they're drunk, the ridiculous stuff that people do when they're drunk is funny. You can laugh at it. But if you dig a little bit deeper, there were a lot of stories that made it to Drunks in the News over the years about people who were probably ill, people who were probably sick, people who probably or absolutely needed help. And I don't want to be a part of that anymore. So we're not going to do Drunks in the News on Fridays. We'll fill it with something else. So we can do Idiots in the News, Sober Idiots in the News. Maybe we can find that. We can just, you know, find somebody who's dumb and who's an idiot, but not under the influence. And again, I realize, you know, there's probably people listening right now. Oh, well, sure. Now that something happened to you. But yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's legit. That's a legitimate gripe. And I totally understand that. But we're not doing Drunks in the News anymore. And I sincerely apologize to anybody who listens to the show regularly. And over the years, during the Drunks in the News segment, felt uncomfortable because they or someone in their family or someone that they know is an alcoholic or has problems with drinking and has gone through horrible things. And if that segment made you uncomfortable, in all honesty, I apologize. We're not doing Drunks in the News anymore. I am back on my feet. I'm not completely 100% yet, but I'm back here, and I plan on staying here, and I wanted to be as honest with you guys as possible. You guys are my listeners, and I'm not going to lie to you. And I wanted to be as honest with you as possible about what happened. It was stupid. It was irresponsible, and I am never, ever going to let that happen again. And I want to thank Dan again for all the support, and I want to thank all the listeners. And if you guys want to call in, if you have questions, I'm not going to get into gigantic details about this, but I gave you everything, man. I'm putting everything out there. One of the things about this show and one of the things about me on the radio is that I'm not going to lie to you. And I'm putting as much out there as possible. So that's it. That's why I was out. But I'm back, and I'm going to continue to get better, and I'm going to continue to do this radio show from 2 a.m. to 5 a.m. every morning on the weekdays. All right, 312-981-7200 for Talk and Text. Nick DeGilio back live in the Allstate studio on the 7th floor of Tribune Tower here till 5 a.m., and then I'll hang out with the Cochran gang afterwards. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. I was out for almost a month. And I just explained why, and I hope you guys understand, and I want to thank you guys for the support, for the really nice wishes, and for the texts, and, you know, the emails, and the Facebook posts, and all that cool stuff. And I'm just trying to be as honest with you guys as possible, and so that's why I told you exactly what went down. Hey, by the way, we're going to get back to some more fun stuff. after 3 o'clock, when Eric and Colin join me, it is Monday morning. We want to get back to our regular features. Movies came out. I missed a bunch of movies over the past few weeks, so we're going to catch up on that and do the box office with Eric and Colin. That'll be coming up after 3. Let's go to the phones. Here's Michelle on WGN. Hi, Michelle.
Hey, Nick. Hey. I won't say how are you because now we know.
I'm sorry?
I said I won't say how are you because now we know.
Yeah, I'm back.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Listen, I wonder if you can email me or text me a note from my boss in the morning, because I'm going to be a zombie, because I'm going to listen to the whole thing, obviously.
Well, thank you, Michelle. I appreciate that.
Yeah, I really did. Listen, you got to find a good Italian girl or somebody who can cook for you. This is not good.
Yeah, no, it was it really didn't have anything to do with good cooking. It had everything to do with how messed up my stomach was. But and then, you know, drinking alcohol on top of that, dumbass.
Yeah, well, we can all take the dumbass prize now and then, huh? That's for sure.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And I'm in first place, thusly. All right, thanks, Michelle.
Okay.
Thank you. I appreciate the welcome back. I really do. Thank you so much. Here's Rich on WGN. Hey, Rich.
Hey, Nick. Welcome back and happy birthday.
Thank you.
Our birthdays are 3 days apart. I'm a little older than you are, but happy birthday.
Thanks.
And like I said, I'm just glad you're back and healthy and I always thought you were just on tour with the Shy Guys on their last tour, you know, like where the Shy Guys say goodbye.
Yeah,
so.
Playing drums with the Shy Guys, yeah. I wish, I wish that were the reason I was out,
Hey, I haven't had a drink since, basically since 1986.
I just one
evening just decided I don't need this. You know, if you got to go out and have drinks to have fun, are you really having fun?
Yep.
You know, and you just have to stop and think about it. But
let me tell you something. And congratulations on that, Rich. That's quite something right there. I mean, that's almost 30 years of sobriety. That's really amazing, Rich. But let me tell you something. Sometimes it takes a real slap in the face to realize it, and that's what just happened to me. And I'm taking it very seriously. Rich, I got to run, but thank you so much for the call, and thanks for listening.
Thank you, and happy birthday again.
Thanks,
and
buddy.
We'll keep listening. So
all right,
keep up the good work.
Thanks, Rich.
Right,
happy birthday to you too. Take care.
All
right, we'll take a quick break. We got the news coming up here on WGN. Nick DiGilio here. Yeah, it's me. Back. So happy to be back. I love this job. It's the greatest job in the world, and I so missed it. And I miss you. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. The phone lines are kind of jammed up right now, but if you want to call in, I would love to talk to you. I'm back. And I'm on the mend. I'm feeling better. Not quite 100% yet, but I will be. And I am very happy. I brought a doctor's note, so it's all good, right? You got to brought the doctor's note. Got the clearance from my doctor, which is really cool. We got a bunch of texts here. Let me just go through some of these texts. You guys are really, really kind. This really humbles me and makes me feel amazing. And actually, this is. Does this sound sort of like new agey? But when I read stuff like this and I get phone calls like this, it actually makes me physically feel better. Does that make sense? Am I being Johnny Guru?
No, absolutely not. I mean,
am I being Mike Myers from The Love Guru?
God, I hope not.
847 area code says, yay, Nick's back. 708 area code says, welcome back, Nick D. Glad you're better. All right, all right, all right. 815 says, Nick, I'm in South Carolina visiting my daughter. I set my alarm so I wouldn't miss your return. I missed you. Love you. Glad you're back. God, that's so sweet. 847 says, Nick, glad you're back. I'm proud of you for quitting drinking. Yes, June 11th, 2015. Mark that on the calendar. That's the last drink I'll ever have. I know it's hard. I wish you the best. Good luck. I love you. Please be well. Thank you. 630, just want to give you a hug. Thank you for sharing. Hang in there, buddy. 262, so good to hear your voice on the radio again. You sound great. Thank you. I didn't sound great the last time I was on the radio. I can tell you that much. Arlene and Joliet says, welcome back, Nick. It's so good to hear your voice. Happy belated birthday as well. Thank you. Marcia in Maryville said, I miss you so much, Nick. Welcome back. A fan in Louisville says, welcome back. 708 says, Nick, glad you're back. I took off tomorrow so I could listen to you tonight. Okay. That's a little loony. Don't you think that's a little loony, Dan? I got to take off work. Why? Because there's some jerk on the radio that I got to listen to. 847 says, welcome back, Nikki D. I speak for all. We missed you. All right, all right, all right. Rob says, and here I thought you were jacked up because of the Hawks. 773 area code says, glad to hear you live, Nick. Welcome back and stay well. That's the plan. And 847 area code says, you're back. All is right with the world. Very kind. Thank you guys so much. Let's go to the phones. Here's Carrie on WGN. Hey, Carrie.
Nick, hey. First of all, welcome back.
Thank you.
And as far as drunks in the news goes, you know what? A segment would be better if it was sober people in the news doing stupid things because they have no excuse.
Right. That's what we were just saying. Like a couple of minutes ago, we were saying just idiots doing dumb stuff.
Exactly. Yeah. If you're drunk, you have a bad excuse, but. Yeah, do sober people in news.
Let's absolutely do that. We'll
Sounds
replace
good.
It with sober people doing stupid stuff.
Yeah.
We can laugh
that's
at
even,
that.
That's even funnier because we're sober.
Yeah, and you know what? We got to find a song for it, though.
Yeah.
Think about that.
I'll text if I do.
Okay.
The second thing is, first of all, welcome back. Great to have you back, and thanks for sharing everything with us. The other thing is, don't ever wait, anybody out there, don't ever wait for medical advice if you think something's bad. My mom is going through lung cancer right now. She's doing well. It's all good.
Oh, good.
But she waited about 6-7 months too long. And, you know, that's 6-7 months that you don't have.
Yeah.
So don't ever wait. Whatever it is, don't wait.
Yeah. It's good advice, Karen. Good advice. And thanks, buddy.
Go
ahead.
One more thing.
Yeah.
One more thing. The last thing is you have to promise me you'll do this. I think they stopped doing it, but Kathy and Judy, you're going to have to write a Merry Medical Christmas newsletter for them.
I will.
Whatever it your phone fell out, your head fell off, whatever.
Right. It's funny because, Carrie, I actually got a message on my Facebook page from Kathy that said, I can't wait to hear the Merry Medical Summer.
There you go.
So there it is. All right, Carrie, thanks, man.
I'll wait for it. It'll be 6 months, but I'll wait for it. Thanks,
you got it, buddy. You'll hear it. Take care, man. 312-981-7200 is the phone number if you would like to join us. Here is David on WGN. Hey, David.
Hey, how you doing, Nick?
All right, man.
Man, it was really inspiring hearing you tell what's going on with you and all that. Not a lot of people can admit that.
Yeah.
Oftentimes, they're apprehensive because they will be looked down on as being the one who made the mistake, but it really can be a problem. And I'm glad to hear you feeling better and that you're doing better, that not eating stuff really gets to you real quick.
Yeah.
And the over-drinking thing, well, that's just going to get even deeper down.
Yep.
So,
yep.
Loving your show, and nice to hear you back.
Thanks, nice David.
You're doing better.
Thanks, man. I appreciate the call. Have a great morning.
You as well.
Okay, bye. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. I'm so happy to be back. Give us a call or a text at 312-981-7200 or send us a message on Facebook at facebook.com/NickDShow. Here's Pat on WGN. Hi, Pat. Pat, are you there?
This is Barbara.
Barbara. Hi, Barbara.
Barbara and Cheyenne, who loves you dearly.
Thank you.
First of all, welcome back.
Thank you.
We were praying for you real hard.
Thank you.
And your parents. And please don't be so hard on yourself. Everybody makes a mistake every now and then.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be hard on yourself, okay?
Okay, Barbara. I appreciate it.
And we belated happy birthday. And
thanks.
We missed you that night when the Hawks won. We were waiting up so we could celebrate with you at the Hawks won. But you didn't make it in because you were sick. But I'm glad you're back. And Cheyenne and I, we love you very dearly.
Okay.
And we love Dan very dearly because he is true blue, just like you.
Well,
and please, please take care of yourself.
I'm going to. I promise you, Barbara. I promise you. It was a wake-up call. Trust me.
Well, you know, sometimes we all need that.
Every once in a while.
None of us are perfect. The only one that's perfect didn't make us perfect. So
right.
That's the way that goes.
All right, Barbara.
We're glad you're back.
Thank you.
We love you dearly, Nikki.
Okay.
And we love Danny dearly, too.
Okay.
Please take care.
All right.
Have a great show, kiddo. Take care.
Bye. 312-981-7200. We got some phone lines open if you would like to jump in here and talk. My first time back in almost a month. We're getting a ton of texts, and we're getting a bunch of phone calls here. Here is Andy on WGN. Hi, Andy.
Hey, how you doing, Nick? All welcome
right.
back.
Thanks, man.
I just wanted to tell you, you know, it's great that Dan took you in because there's a lot of people out there who refuse to go.
Yeah.
And after seeing it, my parents had a business for 27 years, and I've seen a lot of the alcoholism.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, starting at a young age of 10 years old, drinking a beer, got sick after that, not too much.
Yeah.
So you learn the hard way, and welcome back. And now you can enjoy food and watch what you're eating, and then you get back to watching all that hockey.
That's right.
You know, you get to catch up on all the playoffs that you missed.
No, I saw every game.
You did?
I saw every game. By the way, I had tickets for Game 6 when they won the Cup.
I was there.
Yeah. Yeah, I couldn't go. I watched the game from my couch. So,
I was in section 34, row 14.
Oh, my God. Good for you.
28 years I've had the tickets with my guys.
Good for you, man.
And I had split them because last year, December, I had just got married. And I'm in the middle of taking this week off, in your honor, but I'm supposed to move for the new wife.
Right.
And everything else. So,
okay. All right. Well, Andy, have a great week. Thank you so much for calling in, man.
High five to Dan, would you please, and give him a fist pump.
I will.
Thanks.
Take care, buddy.
Bye-bye.
All right.
All of that.
312-981-7200 is the phone number. If you would like to join us, here is Tracy on WGN. Hi, Tracy.
Hey, Nick.
Hey.
I'm so glad you're back.
Thank you.
We love you so much. I've listened to you ever since your first night on the air with Gary Lee Wright. I've been a loyal listener ever since then. Absolutely love you.
Thank you.
You are phenomenal. And you made me think of the Summer of George episode of Seinfeld when you were talking about learning how to walk again.
Yeah.
So it's a summer of Nick.
Yeah, because because he didn't do anything, and so he couldn't walk, and he had to learn how to walk. I don't know if you remember. You remember, Tracy, who else is in that episode?
Who else?
Molly Shannon.
Oh, that's right.
Molly Shannon.
Her unique arm movement.
She's the one who couldn't move her arms when she walked.
That's right. Well, we love you. We're so glad you're back.
Thanks, Tracy. I appreciate it. I'm glad
to
be back.
Thanks so much.
Take care.
Take care.
All right. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. We got some phone lines open if you want to text us. You can. I got some texts here. 847 area code says, congratulations on your new stage. I woke up in ER July 2nd, 1982. 2 weeks stay. It was my last drink. Life has been better since. It's been a great new run for you. It'll be a great new run for you. Do Darwin highlights. Oh, Darwin, that's not bad. Thinning out the herd. Instead of having drunks in the news, we're not. But for those of you who maybe just tuned in, we're not doing drunks in the news anymore. Larry says, just change it to morons on parade. There are plenty of sober morons out there. Do what you got to do. We're not going anywhere. Brad says, welcome back. Thanks for your honesty. Congratulations on your sobriety. At least we won't have to hear that stupid song every Friday morning. George Thorogood fans right now are like, hey, man. I better use this a little more. Hey, man. Because the only time I used it regularly was during Drunks in the News. Well, now I can do Goofs in the News, or whatever we call it. Let's see. 708 area code says, welcome back, Nick. I missed you on the air, and welcome to the club. I'm close to 30 years clean. I'm glad that you're getting better. Terry says, Nick, so good to have you back. I haven't had a drink since 1992. I wish you all the best. Don't go away again. That's the plan, to stay here. 847 area code says, Nick, sorry I gave you an early birthday gift of a mini bottle of Jameson at your June movie club event. I feel bad about contributing to your illness. I did drink it, and but you don't have to feel guilty. It's not your fault. It's not your fault. So 847 says, Nick, you're very courageous for sharing your story with us. I wish you the best in continual recovery, getting your strength back. I applaud you and your determination to improve the health of your life. Phil says, you've made me think about my drinking. That's good, Phil, because it's not worth it, man. Karen says, Nick, welcome back. I set my alarm so I wouldn't miss your return. I have listened since the Roy days, and I missed you so much. Congratulations on your new way of life that you're pursuing. I'm so glad that you're doing okay and well. Welcome back. 847, welcome back, Nick. I'm listening and crying tears of happiness. Your true listeners will never be mad about losing the Drunks in the News segment. I, for one, would listen if you want to just sit back and read the newspaper. God bless you and Dan. Be well. Thank you very much. And 312 area code says, you and Charles Barkley are still my role models. All right. Dan?
He didn't want to be a role model.
That's terrible.
Terrible.
Should I just say that now? That's just terrible. All right, let's take a quick break. We'll come back and we'll talk a little bit more. Coming up after 3 o'clock, we'll get back to our regular stuff here on a Monday morning. The Monday morning movie reviews and box office report all coming up right after we take a break at 3 o'clock. But more calls from you and texts at 312-981-7200. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We are live in the Allstate studio on the 7th floor of the Trib Tower. I am back live in studio, and I plan on being back for as many years as they will leave me here at WGN. I want to thank everybody for the support while I was out. I was sick, and I'll briefly recap for people who are just tuning in. I had a stomach problem in May, and I won't get into the, like I said, details of that. I had a stomach issue, which was not pleasant. Knocked me out for a few days in May. I came back. It wasn't quite right. For those of you who listen on a regular basis, you know that I have in the past enjoyed alcoholic beverages and sometimes enjoy them too much. While I was dealing with this stomach problem, I wasn't eating. And while I wasn't eating, I continued to go out, or I continued to drink alcohol. And eventually, it wreaked havoc on me. There was a time when I didn't eat for 7 days straight. I had to be taken to the hospital by Dan because I could barely stand up. And I had my last drink, but I checked into the hospital June 23rd. And Dan insisted that we go to the hospital. He picked me up to come to work, and he saw I was in no condition to do anything but go to the hospital. So he took me to the hospital. And I had my last drink June 11th, 2015. And that's my last drink. That's it. It's done. And because of this, I've decided that we're no longer going to do Drunks in the News because to some people, I'm sure it's not funny. To, you know, these people that we were making fun of and laughing about, a lot of them probably are very ill and probably need help. And I don't want to do that anymore. I don't think that's funny anymore. So we're not going to do it. And I know it's probably a selfish reason. Oh, something finally happened to you and now you're not going to do this. Well, first of all, if you were ever offended by Drunks in the News, if you ever found it not funny because you or someone in your family had to deal with an alcohol problem, I apologize sincerely, absolutely, from the bottom of my heart. We're no longer going to do it. And sometimes it takes a slap in the face. Sometimes it takes life to kick you in the butt before you make changes. And I have made changes. So there you go. I also want to take this opportunity to thank my parents. My parents are the greatest people in the world. I stayed with them for 3 weeks while I recuperated. My mom cooked for me. I began eating three meals a day, which I am continuing to do, like a normal person is supposed to do. Like I said, I have not had any alcohol since June 11th. I've been eating regularly, and my parents took care of me when I needed to be taken care of. And they're the greatest people in the world, and I can't tell you how grateful I am for what my parents have done for me for my entire life and what they did for me for the past month. They're the greatest people in the world, and they helped me recover, and they helped me in every way, and it was great to spend a lot of quality time with them. I mean, I was with them. I'm sure they were, like, really thrilled to have my dumbass sleeping in their bed while they were sleeping on a blow up mattress in the living room, and they were like, nope, you can take the bed. And I'm like, all right. So anyway, they took care of me, and I want to thank my parents. They're the best people in the world. So that's what happened. It was stupid on my part. It's not going to happen ever again. I'm here. I'm back, and we're going to change Drunks in the News to Sober Idiots in the News, because that's more fun. Because I don't want to make fun of anybody who is sick. And that's just not going to happen. A lot of people need help, and let's not take that lightly. So there you go. There's some changes, but they're good. And the changes that I'm making in my life are good. And again, my own fault for getting as sick as I did. I don't blame anybody else but myself. But I'm back. I'm changing, and that's the way it goes. Here's Biker Don. Hey, Don.
Hey, welcome back, Nick. Good to hear you.
Thank you.
I was telling Dan, you know, you've shown incredible intelligence with this move, because I've always stated that it doesn't matter what you do for kicks, all right? But when you get to the point where it controls you instead of you controlling it,
yeah,
it's time to walk away.
Yep.
And, you know, it's a smart man that knows when to say when. I've got a good friend that's staying with us right now that's, you know, battling the same demon, and, you know, not good. She's been clean and sober for 5 months.
Good for her. You
know, yeah, she's getting it together.
Good for her.
I will tell you this. From past experience, having dealt with these issues over the years, you have an addictive personality. Otherwise, you would not have ended up in this position in the first place.
Yeah.
Now, the thing about that is you're going to replace one addiction with another. You know? So the trick is to find something that's not going to, you know, cause you immense grievous harm to your body,
right,
or your brain.
Right.
I highly suggest you look into a motorcycle, because I guarantee you it is the most fun you will ever have with your clothes on.
Uh-huh. All right, well, I'll think about that, and I'm sure if my mom is listening right now, she's like, no! But
all you got to do is tell your mom, I'm 56 years old, I've been riding since I was 6 years old, and I ain't dead yet.
All right. All right, Don. Thanks, buddy.
All right, buddy. Have a good one. Welcome back.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Take care. Here's Mike on WGN. Hey, Mike.
Hey, how you doing?
All right.
Welcome back, Nick. Good to hear your voice, man.
Thank you.
Hey, I sent you a text message earlier just stating something to the effect of, you have nothing to apologize for, sir. You're a great person. I've been listening to you since you were a little guy, a long time out here driving a truck around the city. And you kept me company, and as well as a lot of other people. And for people that want to judge you, to heck with them. I mean, we all have our flaws. I have mine as well as everybody else.
Yeah.
And just stay strong and believe in whatever you're doing. And as far as the drunks in the noodle story,
yeah,
you know, it was hilarious. I'm not going to lie. I loved it. But a great song in the background will be Beethoven's Fifth, sir.
Okay.
That was, you know, when you hear that music, you think of something stupid and dumb. So I think that would be great.
All right, Mike. Thanks for the suggestion and the phone call.
All right.
Have a good morning. Thank you. Thank you very much. Let's see. Trevor in Antioch says, welcome back, Nick. Now you can take all that money you're saving from not drinking and get that tattoo you wanted. Oh, yeah. Brian and Janet from the Film Club every month said, so glad that you're back. Thank you, Brian and Janet, and thank you for coming to the Film Club. CJ says, on vacation in Stockholm, listening live. I had to tune in. I'm glad that you're back. Tom in upstate New York said, welcome back. Please acknowledge the fine job your stand-ins did. WGN should be proud of all of you. Mike Stephen Broham, Brian Noonan, Mike Matt Bubala, and Bubala and Jen Bosworth. Thank you guys for sticking in. 847 area code, you said you didn't make it to game six. My God, you were sick. Yep, I watched it on TV even though I had a ticket. 773 area code says, the big question is, did you get your AARP card yet when you turned 50? No, I didn't. Not yet. But I'm gonna. I need that discount to Big Lots. Here's what I've learned. Parents like to go to Big Lots. Have you noticed that, Dan?
I have not, but I will look forward to meeting parents.
Parents there. Enjoy going to. I've learned a lot about my parents. Spending 24 hours a day with them for 3 weeks straight. They enjoy going to Big Lots. fan since your first show with Roy. I'm 75 now and still listening. Roy would be so proud. Thank you, SS. 847 area code says, Nick, it takes a big person to admit what they went through. Ah, thank you. It's also part of healing, sending angels and prayers your way. Thank you. God bless you. Welcome back. Happy birthday. Wishing you many more to come. And we all know that someone who's been there. So don't worry about anything. Take care and praying for anyone else who needs help. And 815 area code says, episode one of dumb people in the news should be Donald Trump. Oh, does that guy just open his mouth and put the size 11 right in it, doesn't he? That John McCain stuff is just, seriously. Here's Craig real quick. Hey, Craig.
Hey, Nick. I wanted to say welcome back.
Thank you.
We missed you. Thank you so much for sharing your story. You're an amazing inspiration for so many people. I hope they listen to what you're saying. I've been listening to you for many years now, and I've always thought my brother would have loved to listen to you, too. We lost him a year ago on 4th of July to alcoholism.
Oh.
He refused to get help many, many times. My parents were like yours, and they tried to support him, and he just thought he knew better. And
I'm sorry.
If he can be a lesson for others who can hear his story, and so you were so smart to accept the help, and Dan is such a great friend to you, so yeah. Welcome back.
Thanks, Craig. I'm sorry about your brother. I really am. And if you know, whatever I said helped, you know, sinks into some people, I hope that happens.
Yes,
Craig, absolutely. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Your story.
Thank you, Craig.
Right. Thank you.
We got a break here. We got the news coming up. And then following the news, we've got Colin and Eric with the movie reviews.